Jackson Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. It took Vice President J.D. Vance to break the 50-50 tie in the Senate, but Pete Hegseth was confirmed tonight as Secretary of Defense. More from CBS News correspondent Carissa Lawson.
The big surprise of the night was Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, who did vote no. The other Republican senators who voted no were Susan Collins of Maine and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska. They publicly made their intentions known going into this vote. Another surprise was Tom Tillis of North Carolina. He was undecided, but he spoke for several hours with Hegseth, and he voted yes.
President Trump got an in-person look at the devastation of the Los Angeles wildfires today, as we hear from CBS News Los Angeles reporter Tom Waite.
The president having some, you know, tense exchanges at times with Democratic officials who were here at the meeting, including LA Mayor Karen Bass, as President Trump pushed her pretty hard on the issue of getting people back into their homes here in the Palisades, the mayor saying she needs people to stay safe.
But we are going to move as fast as we can, but we want you to be safe, and we want you to be back in your homes immediately.
But the people are willing to clean out their own debris. It doesn't
cost
a lot.
Yes, and they can.
You should let them do it, because by the time you hire contractors, it's going to be 2 years.
Earlier, Trump visited flood-ravaged Asheville, North Carolina, where he said he's considering getting rid of the Federal Emergency Management Agency. The White House press secretary says, quote, the largest massive deportation operation in history is well underway, and that includes the raid on a work site in Newark, New Jersey, where Mayor Ross Baraka says ICE agents stormed the building without a warrant. CBS's Jake Rosen is following.
Donald Trump has promised these immigration raids, has promised to kind of show a force all across the country. We'll see how big and how large these kind of scale up over the next couple of days, but doing it near New York City is certainly a targeted message, especially in a blue state and a sanctuary city like Newark.
Hamas says it will release four female Israeli soldiers ages 20 and 19 held since the October 7, 2023 attacks, and Israel will release 200 more Palestinian prisoners as the fragile ceasefire holds. CBS's Rami Innocenzo tells us it's having an effect.
In Gaza, tens of thousands of people are hoping to return north this weekend. In the south, people have already been making their way home, so many finding nothing but rubble. Others, like Mohammed Keshta, finding the remains of his brother after 261 days. Today, we got him out with a broom, his friend told our CBS News team in Gaza.
And this is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
Marquette over Villanova. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. Marquette glided to an 87-74 win over Villanova in Milwaukee last night. Chase Rose had 18. Cam Jones scoring 16 points. In the Big Ten, the Wisconsin Badgers hosting the Nebraska Cornhuskers tomorrow at noon. Wisconsin back from that tough 85-83 loss to UCLA. Greg Gard.
We'll go through the film here today and learn from it and quickly turn the page. You see every night in this league, it's very competitive. And you're going to have some really good times, and you can't get enamored with those, and you're going to take one on the chin here or there, and you can't get overwhelmed with that. They're upset. They know we didn't play up to our ability, specifically defensively, and you know, I think quite frankly, we feel we should be 7-1 right now in the league. We're not. I expect nothing less than them to bounce back and be ready to go today and tomorrow and prep for Nebraska Sunday.
That's the Badgers head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Really good actors are supposed to be fearless. Leonardo DiCaprio is typically one of them. That was not the case, though, on the set of Django Unchained. During a recent interview with Vanity Fair, Jamie Foxx recalled DiCaprio, who played a ruthless slave owner, had trouble saying words that were racial slurs, even though he was in character. According to Foxx, Samuel Jackson put DiCaprio at ease, saying, like only Samuel Jackson can say that, mother DiCaprio got the point. If you've got $150 million burning a hole in your pocket, consider purchasing Tom Brady's house. The amazing quarterback and mediocre commentator is selling his mansion in Miami. Don't worry, renovations are done, and they must have been doozies because he purchased the home in 2024 for $17 million smackers. Not many people pocket $133 mil on a sale. Anyone interested in pretending to be filthy rich and taking a tour? I'm in. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, a few flurries tonight and lows in the mid-teens. A mix of sun and clouds and blustery tomorrow, highs in the upper 20s. Mid-20s and mostly sunny Sunday. A January thaw into next week, highs climbing well into the 30s. Currently, it's 17 degrees.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll review the weekend happenings in terms of news and offer you another look at what's worse, your opportunity to call in. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. I'm going to, it's anything goes weekend here, but give me a few minutes here, and then I'll get to your calls. I know a number of people have been on hold for over an hour, given that Greg was on for the whole first hour, but there's just some amazing stuff going on that you're going to want to know about. The first is Canadians are starting to speak out. The Globe and Mail is kind of Canada's version of the New York Times. You know, it's the big newspaper out of I believe Montreal. I could be wrong. It might be Toronto. But in any case, actually, I think it is Toronto. But in any case, this is what was written by Andrew Coyne, C-O-Y-N-E, who is a very well-known Canadian columnist with the Globe and Mail, that was reprinted this morning by Robert Reich over on his Substack newsletter, robertreich.substack.com. So let me just quote what this Canadian thought leader has to say. The candidate out on bail in four jurisdictions, the convicted fraud artist, the adjudicated rapist and serial sexual predator, the habitual bankrupt, the stooge of Vladimir Putin, the man who tried to overturn the last election, and all of his creepy retinue of crooks, ideologues, and lunatics. Americans took a long look at this and said, "Yes, please." There is no sense in understanding the depth of this disaster. This is a crisis like no other in our lifetimes. The government of the United States has been delivered into the hands of a gangster whose sole purpose in running, besides staying out of jail, was to seek revenge on his enemies. The damage Donald Trump and his nihilist cronies can do to America, but also to its democratic allies and to the peace and security of the world, is incalculable. We are living in the time of Nero. Yeah. Wow. Donald Trump yesterday came out and said, or I get maybe it was this morning. I guess it was this morning. He was touring now North Carolina. The storm damage from Hurricane, I think it was Helene, that took out Asheville. And, well, it just kept right on going right up from the Gulf Coast. You know, it just never stopped. Fueled by climate change. I doubt he's going to hear that because nobody wants to offend his tender ears. But what he said was that, I think we need to get rid of FEMA. Maybe we'll just, do away with FEMA. Now, why would Trump want to do away with FEMA? Obviously, he doesn't want to end federal aid efforts. He's in North Carolina right now. He'll be in California later today promoting federal aid efforts to the states. But under FEMA, it's very difficult to discriminate against a blue state. FEMA is for everybody in the country. It's part of its charter. I mean, you can kind of withhold funds for a while, and Trump did that during his last presidency. But ultimately, they're going to get the money because it's FEMA. It's the Federal Emergency Management Agency for all states. Now, if Trump replaces FEMA with battalions of soldiers or with volunteers led by the Proud Boys or something. Then he can say, you know, we're going to give all kinds of aid to these red states like North Carolina, but California, screw them. And, you know, there's no law, there's no federal mandate in part of the charter for the federal military that says if the federal military helps out in one part of America, they have to help out in all parts of America. FEMA has that, but the federal military doesn't have that. So my guess here on this thing is that Trump actually would like to get rid of FEMA because it'll make him a lot easier for him to help the red states and screw the blue states. And he's all about splitting America in half. This is, you know, Vladimir Putin has had this mission for two decades, at least, which is stop the Anglo alliance. In fact, he said that out loud. I mean, or words to that effect. Stop the Anglo-Atlantic alliance. That's the United States and the United Kingdom. First, he wanted to break the United Kingdom away from Europe. And with a massive propaganda effort, they did that with Brexit. Now he's trying to split America in half, get us fighting each other, get us hating each other, flip America and destroy the raw infrastructure of American government, and you know, make us into an authoritarian state so that we won't resist his efforts at authoritarianism. So we'll lift the restrictions on him. So we'll be nice to him again. Right? Make America, make the world safe for oligarchy. And Donald Trump is carrying out his mission. Putin's mission. And frankly, I think not just Putin's. I think President Xi of China the mullahs of Iran would love to have the same goal as well. And they're all very active in the social media space. Keep in mind, you know, yesterday NewsGuard found that only 14% of things posted by Russians, Chinese, or Iranian disinformation experts or bots or trolls, you know, operating out of places like the Internet Research Bureau in St. Petersburg, only 14% of those that showed up on Facebook were even flagged, much less deleted or caught. And now, you know, that the fact checkers are gone for all practical purposes, all kinds of weird stuff is going to be popping up. Weird stuff designed to tear America apart. And then once America's torn apart, Trump will say, okay, and now I can just send aid to the red states, and the red states are going to prosper, and screw the blue states. And the blue states aren't contiguous. They're not connected to each other. It's basically, you know, the Northeast, a couple of states in the Midwest that can go either, you know, one way or the other, depending on the year, and the West Coast. And so the chances of the blue states saying, okay, we're going to secede, you know, or pull something like that, even through some kind of legal mechanism like amending the Constitution to allow for it, is silly. It wouldn't, you know, it wouldn't produce any kind of positive effect. And there's a lot of Republicans who live in blue states. And there's a lot of Democrats who live in red states. But getting us to the point where we would consider it, getting us to the point where we would hate each other that much, getting us to the point where we would actually fight with each other, maybe even shoot at each other, that is Vladimir Putin's wet dream. That's his goal. That's what he wants. And Donald Trump is going to do his best to get us there, in my opinion. All right, other news of the day. This is kind of wacky. Representative Andy Ogles. What an unfortunate last name. Andy Ogles, he's a Republican from Tennessee, has drafted a constitutional amendment that, if ratified, would allow Donald Trump to run for a third term, but would not allow Barack Obama to run for a third term. Brilliant, right? So Obama couldn't challenge Trump in 4 years or, you know, 3.5 years or whatever, you know, 3 years really to start the process. It's proposed as the 28th Amendment. No person shall be elected to the office of the president more than three times, nor to be elected to any additional term after being elected to two consecutive terms. So, you know, right now, the 22nd Amendment says you can only get elected two times. So they're changing that two to three to, you know, for Trump. And then they're saying, but if you were elected two times in a row, you don't get a third chance. You don't get a third bite at the apple. You know, like FDR did. FDR got elected four times to president in a row. The Republicans, I mean, the whole 22nd Amendment was passed in the 1950s, was in response to that. Now, this isn't going to go anywhere because, you know, there's no way they're going to get two-thirds of the House, the Senate, and three-quarters of the states to even think about something like this. But it tells you how Republicans are thinking. You know, yeah, hey, yeah, let's have Trump run for another term. Now, there's an easy way Trump can get around this, by the way, if he decides he wants to run for another term in 3.5 years. And that's to do exactly what Vladimir Putin did, because Putin had the same, you know, term limit language in the Russian Constitution. And that's, you know, have J.D. Vance run for president and Donald Trump run for vice president. And then when they win the election, have Trump run everything. And J.D. Vance doesn't even get to step foot in the Oval Office. I mean, it worked for Putin. Why wouldn't it work for Trump?
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
You got to know how these people think. It's amazing. I got to tell you about Bitcoin right after this, and we'll be picking up your calls. Stay with us.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we've shared these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina,
can you
tell us what you really think?
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. If you can't remember the last time you slept all night or didn't get stressed during the day, you need to hear about CBD from CB Distillery. They have natural solutions for sleep and stress that people can't stop raving about. Check out some of their 48,000 five-star reviews. People saying, it's the best sleep I've gotten in years, or I wake up feeling refreshed and ready to go. And it's not just sleep. They have those are my favorites. They have sleep. They have plant-based solutions to help with stress, mood, and focus, even pain after exercise, all made with high-quality, clean ingredients. Look, there's a lot of CBD out there, but I trust CB Distillery for their commitment to quality. That's why they have over 2 million satisfied customers and offer a 100% money-back guarantee. If you're still struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns, now's the time to try something different. CBD from CB Distillery. And I have a 20% discount to help you get started. Visit CBDistillery.com and use the code TOM when you check out for 20% off. That's CBDistillery.com, and you get 20% off everything in their on their website, including their sleep things. Just use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, CBDistillery.com, code TOM.
Don't give them your will. Most of their power comes when you stand still. Defend what you cherish, the courts and the press. Stand with the unions, don't settle for less. Beware the one-party state. Vote while you can before it's too late. Take a stand, take the lead. This is the fight that freedom will need. How to fight tyranny, here's where it starts. With courage and truth and a fire in your heart. Your voice ring clear. Freedom's a battle, but we hold it dear. Erase the hate symbols, don't let them remain. What we tolerate now, tomorrow. 22
minutes past the hour. Welcome back. The dark money plan to spend your tax dollars on Bitcoin. So I was amazed by this statistic. Roughly 90% of all Bitcoin in circulation is owned by 2% of Bitcoin owners. So basically, you've got a small group of very, very, very rich Bitcoin owners who are sitting on Bitcoins that are right now worth $100,000 each. And they might have, you know, either they mined them themselves or they bought them, you know, much cheaper. But if they can get the federal government to create a Bitcoin strategic reserve, you could see the price of Bitcoin go up to $1 million each. So they'd see a 10-to-1 return on their investment. If they're sitting on, you know, $100 million worth of Bitcoin, suddenly overnight it could become $1 billion. You would start seeing Bitcoin billionaires in America. I mean, we already have billionaires who are heavily invested in Bitcoin, but this would be a, you know, kind of moving in the other direction. And in my opinion, you know, keep in mind, Donald Trump got $250 million from the crypto industry, according to Freddie Brewster over at levernews.com. He notes a Bitcoin advocacy group pushing President-elect Donald Trump to stockpile massive amounts of cryptocurrency and state-level efforts to do the same is run by fossil fuel operatives fighting to eliminate environmental regulations, including the author of the Project 2025 proposal to dismantle the Environmental Protection Agency. Freddie Brewster writes, if the group has its way, governments will use taxpayer dollars and workers' retirement funds to pay and hold billions of dollars in largely unregulated volatile assets that would boost energy demands and accelerate climate destruction. See, it takes an enormous amount of electricity to create one Bitcoin. It's not $100,000 worth of electricity, which is why it's still very profitable to mine Bitcoins. It's why you've got some Bitcoin operations that are, I mean, they're literally turning nuclear power plants back on and old coal power plants just to run Bitcoin mining. Because, you know, you use $2,000 worth of electricity and you get $100,000 Bitcoin. Now, if that doesn't sound like a scam to you, tell me what does, right? I mean, this is like get rich quick on steroids. And if they can convince Donald Trump, who, by the way, his two sons have just rolled out either an affiliation with or the beginning of, and I'm still unclear about the details, of a cryptocurrency operation. And Trump and his wife just rolled out these, you know, his is like $7 billion worth of meme coins, which are kind of related to Bitcoins. They're also traded on blockchains. So it looks to me like these guys, you know, this little 2% of people who own 90% of Bitcoins are figuring, hey, how do we get just mind-bogglingly, generationally rich? All we have to do is get Donald Trump to create a strategic Bitcoin reserve, and we'll make his sons rich and ourselves rich, and all those suckers out there who invested their life savings in Bitcoin, you know, eventually they're going to get burned, because it sure looks to me like this is basically a pump and dump operation. It's just one that'll probably be run over like a 5 or 10 year event horizon. I think the Dutch tulip frenzy lasted for, what, 1 year? Something in that neighborhood. I just see this as the same thing. I mean, Bitcoins are not actually a currency. They're a commodity. You're trading something, yes, but it has no intrinsic value. You can't take a Bitcoin and use it to make a ring like you can gold. You can't take a Bitcoin and use it to build a house like you could wood. I mean, if you had $1 billion worth of wood stored up, you'd have something that, you know, regardless of what happened to the value of the dollar, represented value that you could always trade for something else. You know, you could trade it for water, you could trade it for land, you could. But if you've got $1 billion worth of Bitcoin, if the value of it crashes because all of a sudden people figure out, hey, it's just a number on a blockchain, then who gets screwed? The last one's in. Right? That's how these kind of things work. Anyhow, Hakeem Jeffries just put the screws to the GOP. I'll tell you about that and pick up your calls on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
27 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman Program, taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298. People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rate you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News brief. By a one-vote margin in the Senate cast by Vice President J.D. Vance to break a tie, Pete Hegseth was confirmed tonight as defense secretary.
It underlines the power of Donald Trump over the Republican Party, that he can get so controversial a nominee as Pete Hegseth through.
The BBC's David Willis. Touring the Los Angeles area wildfires, President Trump promised federal help. This as CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti tells us the struggle now is complicated.
Fire crews are still fighting fires. They will get some help over the weekend. The area expecting its first significant rainfall in more than 8 months. But with it comes the threat of mudslides.
Newark Mayor Roz Baraka continues to criticize the federal immigration raid on a workplace in his city that he says was conducted without a warrant.
The problem with this is that none of these people were rapists or murderers or criminals.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. If you're looking for a new hobby that requires almost absolutely no activity, consider herkle-derkling. It's a centuries-old Scottish tradition. Herkle-derkling translates to the art of lazing in bed. The practice encourages people to stay in their pajamas and not get up. Most of us consider this being lazy or depressed, but if you use the phrase herkle-derkle, it makes it sound more clinical. Still probably not an acceptable excuse for being late to work. Now, hotels are encouraging people to take a herkle-derkle stay. Yes, by all means, go spend a few hundred bucks a night to stay in bed and not do anything. Money well spent. Amy Schumer says she might actually be canceled after admitting to hooking up with a fan. She talked about the experience on the Call Her Daddy podcast, saying that a professional baseball player who was a huge fan visited her for a rendezvous in her hotel room one night. She goes into more detail on the podcast. Let's just say they did more than herkle-derkle. Schumer's new comedy special, Kind of Pregnant, drops February 5th on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Marquette over Villanova. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. Marquette glided to an 87-74 win over Villanova in Milwaukee last night. Chase Rose had 18. Cam Jones scoring 16 points. In the Big Ten, the Wisconsin Badgers hosting the Nebraska Cornhuskers tomorrow at noon. Wisconsin back from that tough 85-83 loss to UCLA. Greg Gard.
We'll go through the film here today and learn from it and quickly turn the page. You see every night in this league, it's very competitive. And you're going to have some really good times, and you can't get enamored with those, and you're going to take one on the chin here or there, and you can't get overwhelmed with that. They're upset. They know we didn't play up to our ability, specifically defensively, and you know, I think quite frankly, we feel we should be 7-1 right now in the league. We're not. I expect nothing less than them to bounce back and be ready to go today and tomorrow and prep for Nebraska Sunday.
That's the Badgers head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, a few flurries tonight and lows in the mid-teens. A mix of sun and clouds and blustery tomorrow, highs in the upper 20s. Mid-20s and mostly sunny Sunday. A January thaw into next week, highs climbing well into the 30s. Currently it's 19 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Seems everywhere in the state, housing has just gotten so expensive. Our current president ran on promises to help the middle class, and I'd like to know what he's going to do about the housing shortages. I went through the executive orders. I read through the speech transcript a couple of times. Nothing he really said or did in the first couple days has anything to do with helping the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ooh, let's unplug from the politics and rock some local tunes on Max Inc. This week, we welcome Or Does It Explode and Chicago Blues Hall of Famer Paul Flipwitz. It's Max Inc. Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network.
For life and your budget. SelectQuote is one of America's leading insurance brokers with nearly 40 years experience, helping over 2 million customers find over $700 billion in coverage since 1985. SelectQuote, they shop, you save. It's true. Get the right life insurance for you for less at SelectQuote.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Go to SelectQuote.com/Tom today to get started. That's SelectQuote.com/Tom.
Shadow rising in the dead of night. Stories written. Stages set. The larger than life evil they won't forget. Genuine malice. A villainous name. Without the bad guy, there's no hero's fame. Divide and conquer. The stage is drawn.
And that's what Trump is doing. He's identifying right now immigrants as the bad guys. I guess FEMA, too, is another one of his bad guys. Hakeem Jeffries just put... What? Hakeem Jeffries just put the screws to the Republicans. He says the president and his party have to keep acting like they have a big mandate. But you know, sometimes Mike Johnson tells the truth. And it looks like, I mean, this is what Hakeem Jeffries said. Well, let me give you the backstory. There are, I mean, Republicans, depending on the day of the week, and now you've got DeSantis, he's got to, you know, get some people in there. You know, there's a bunch of moving pieces. But basically, the Republicans have maybe a 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 vote margin on a good day, right? So they're going to need Democrats because they've got enough hardcore, will never raise the debt ceiling types in the Republican caucus, that they're going to need Democrats to pass a budget or to raise the debt ceiling. And Hakeem Jeffries just came out and said, you know, that first of all, he says, you know, if you want to work with us on reducing the cost of living, we'll do that. He starts out by saying that. And then he goes on to say, what we are not willing to do is to enable extreme MAGA Republicans to have a blank check so they can enact massive tax breaks for billionaires and wealthy corporations and make working class Americans pay for it through cuts in Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, veterans benefits, or nutritional. The ball is in the Republicans' court right now. In other words, you know, we're not going to help you out, buddy. He goes on to say that the Republicans have not opened up any line of communication with us. Now, that would suggest that either Mike Johnson doesn't know how to do his job, or he thinks he has the votes on the Republican side to actually do this stuff. And I think he's wrong if he believes that, although maybe, you know, maybe Trump can whip people into shape. Hakeem Jeffries goes on to say, this presumably means to us that they intend to pass a spending agreement on their own, to avoid a government shutdown on their own, and to raise the debt ceiling on their own. They've had no communications with us. Not hard to find me. They know where I am. They know my number. I haven't received a single call about a single one of these issues. So, good luck, Republicans. Amazing. All right, so what's on your mind today? Mark in Long Beach, California. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Well, according to the Fifth Amendment and general legal consensus, retroactive laws aren't allowed.
Right, ex post facto.
Yeah, play devil's advocate for a minute. If they, like the Supreme Court, overlooks it, then illegal immigrants, their children, grandchildren, whatever, get deported. Then wouldn't Trump's family be deported and Musk's?
No. And here's why, Mark. Good question. Excellent question. But the whole birthright citizenship thing, what Republicans are saying is that if you are not a citizen of the United States or here legally, here with a green card, for example, or here with a visa of some sort, And I'm not sure that they would recognize, you know, just your generic tourist visa. If you're not here legally and you have a baby, then you're not, quote, subject to the jurisdiction of the United States, which is that clause in the middle of that section of the 14th Amendment. And therefore, your child is, Mark, I'll let you go. Therefore, your child is not eligible to become a citizen. Just like the children of foreign diplomats who are not subject to the laws of the United States can't become U.S. citizens just because they're born here. Now, I'm wondering why Democrats think this is the hill they want to die on. I think they would have a much better luck going after the Republicans on Social Security. I mean, I'm astonished. Donald Trump just raised the price of prescription drugs for seniors. I'm astonished that the entire Democratic Party is not banging on the door of every media operation in America to get on the air and yell about this. I mean, birthright citizenship, if it changes to only, you know, that one of your parents, the father or mother, has to be a citizen of the United States for the child to be a citizen. If that change were to happen, it's only going to affect people who are here without documentation. And most of them would probably be grandfathered in. In fact, they would have to be, because as Mark just pointed out, the Constitution says you can't pass ex post facto laws. You can't pass retroactive laws. So here you have people who are, anybody who is a citizen of the United States can produce offspring that it will be citizens of the United States. It's just that simple. And right now, there's a small industry, a small travel industry that is particularly active in China, Russia, and the Middle East, in wealthy nations, in wealthy parts of these nations, of sending, you know, like if Louise and I lived in China and we wanted to have our child to have U.S. citizenship, and during her ninth month of pregnancy, I just send Louise to the United States. She has the baby in a hot, nice hospital in Los Angeles, ship the babies back to China, and now you've got a U.S. citizen there, as well as a dual citizen. And how does that, I don't see how that helps you in the United States, frankly. Maybe I'm missing something here, and feel free to call and contradict me. I'm not saying that Trump is right. I think he's wrong. But what I am saying is, if he, if this goes to the Supreme Court and he wins, I don't see where it has a huge consequence for the United States, or for the average citizen, or for anybody, frankly. I mean, the 14th Amendment was not written with people doing baby tourism in mind. It was written with almost exclusively black people in mind, because their parents had been born in the United States. It's just real simple. So anyway, I think Democrats should find another hill to die on if they're going to really, really fight this. But I get it. You know, Trump is wrong, as I said. So anyhow, back to your calls. Frank in Hood River, Oregon. Hey, Frank, what's up?
Oh, hi, Tom. I haven't heard anything for a long time about these classified documents that Trump stole. Jack Smith, are they going to release any part of his report on that?
I would say the chance of that happening is right up there with the chance of a snowball surviving in hell. The Jack Smith report is now the property of the Trump Justice Department, and they're not going to release it.
Well. So Eileen Cannon, a pretty inexperienced judge in Florida, was appointed by Trump in his last days in office. She has stopped the whole investigation of this is national security stuff. And Eileen Cannon stopped the whole thing?
That's correct.
They're letting her do that?
That's correct, Frank. And, again, if Merrick Garland had been doing his job 2 years earlier, I don't think we'd be here. But here we are. So, it is what it is. We've got to live with it. But, Frank, the investigation is gone, and all the research is now going to be classified or hidden. And Jack Smith's reports will never see the light of day unless they get leaked. And hopefully they'll get leaked. I hope that there's, high-minded person, an Ed Snowden type of person in the federal government who has access to those reports, who's willing to leak them. But the odds are pretty slim.
particularly the way, you know, after the way the government, for example, cracked down on Reality Winner, you know, years in prison for leaking a single page. So, I'm not optimistic. Frank, thanks for the call. Bob in University Place, Washington. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I am very concerned about the state of the Trump resistance movement. You look back on the marches that took place just before the inauguration, mm-hmm. and the turnout was pathetic.
Yeah, that's my understanding. That's why we didn't see any coverage of it in the media.
Yeah, and the kind of conventional wisdom on that is that the people are tired, people are discouraged, oh, it's too cold out.
I don't think that's true, Bob. I think people are looking at this with crystal clear vision, and they realize that marching in Washington, D.C. doesn't do a damn thing. I'm seeing a lot of evidence that people on the ground are starting to organize. The organizations are growing stronger every day. You've got a large handful of Democratic politicians who are willing to speak out, and people are supportive of them. I think a resistance is building. They're just doing it quietly.
Yeah, they're doing it too quietly and too slowly. What we need is a one person to lead. You pointed out from time to time that Trump said, where's my Roy Cohen? Well, I'm asking, where is our Victor Laszlo?
Yeah, or our FDR, or our Lyndon Johnson, or our Jack Kennedy. Yeah, I'm with you, Bob. And in fact, Louise and I yesterday, when we went out and climbed a mountain, and while we were walking and huffing and puffing, we were talking about revisiting my article, you know, quoting Thomas Carlyle about the great man theory of history. And, you know, the Democrats really need a charismatic leader right now. They really do. Bob, thank you for the call. 46 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where smart people get their news. I'll be right back with your calls. Hey, it's a new year and time to make a difference. Have you been thinking about supporting a cause that really matters? Now is the time to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. FFRF is a leading voice for the separation of church and state. They're standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. And when you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You'll get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Hartman to 511-511. Together, we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to connect the idea of imagining yourself being good at money with my favorite academic research paper ever, which is about shooting free throws. Basketball. Stay with me. The study had one group of players practice their free throws every day for an extra 2 hours, and then another group of players imagining themselves practicing free throws for the same amount of time every day. The researchers called this simulated mental practice. The research showed that the mental practice, without any actual physical execution, improved their free throw shooting more than just going through the motions. I'm not saying that imagining yourself good with money will suddenly make you a gazillionaire, or imagining that free throw shooting is going to make you Damian Lillard, but both can help. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin in the dead of winter, it could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zanies next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Are you ready to move easily and independently without pain or stiffness holding you back? You want to look in the mirror and see a plump, hydrated glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Discover Native Path Collagen, made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types that make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut, types 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits without the need for unnecessary fillers. Native Path Collagen is a single-ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, or artificial sweeteners. Plus, it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety. Completely flavorless, Native Path Collagen can be added to anything, even coffee, smoothies, soups, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily. And it mixes perfectly without clumping. And you can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. Visit GetNativePath.com/Hartman. GetNativePath.com/Hartman. And start your transformation today. GetNativePath.com/Hartman.
They twist the truth and bend the facts. It's all a grand disguise. Don't let them rot your mind away. Don't buy their alibis. Don't listen to Fox. So-called news. It's misleading. It's wrong. It's the sign to confuse. Profit from division and from the seeds of hate. They turn our friends to enemies and twist the public fate.
Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, 52 minutes past the hour. Dave in Hale, Michigan. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Oh, Tom, I've got a. Oh, maybe you can clarify something for me. And when it comes to sentencing and any and laws and so forth, when a judge would at the sentencing. Well, his verbiage is legal, right? He has the right to legally say what he says to sentence that person, doesn't he, according to the law?
Within the constraint of state or federal laws, sometimes there's a law that imposes or requires a minimum mandatory sentence or a maximum sentence, and judges generally can't go outside those.
Okay. Would these four words be included? And tell me why it wouldn't, even with any other laws. The four words are, will not be infringed when he hands out that in sentencing, which means, just like the Second Amendment, as soon as you put those words in there, it's like nobody can change it. In other words, you set out, as far as the laws
Dave,
go.
Dave, I'm sorry. I don't understand either the point you're trying to make or the question you're trying to ask. Can you try it in a single sentence?
Yeah. The Trump, when he does these executive orders,
right.
If it said will not be infringed, he couldn't even go against that, right?
I don't think there are magic words, Dave. I don't think there's any particular language that we can insert in anything that's going to magically protect it from the Supreme Court deciding that it doesn't mean what it actually says. Or Donald Trump just ignoring it because it's the law. So I think we're in trouble there. Thanks, Dave. Stuart in St. Petersburg. Hey, Stuart, what's on your mind today?
Good day, sir. Listening to people talk about the 14th Amendment and that Trump line up with the executive order, one of the things that we forget about, I think it was like in 1876, a Chinese American who was born in this country but with his parents. He went back to China for something. Then when he tried to come back, they would not allow him to enter.
Right. Congress passed a law called the Chinese Exclusion Act, and I think it was 1886 immigration laws, and it was just openly racist. Know. Yeah.
And
it was upheld by the Supreme Court, by the way.
Part of it. But then again, if you're going to look at the law for birthright citizenship, we're basically the only country that allows that.
No, that's not true. Mexico and Canada both have birthright citizenship. There's well over a dozen countries around the world that do this.
But when you look at Australia, they don't have that. If you're born there. If you're born there, then you've got to go through a 10-year period. Then you've got to ask.
One of your parents is an Australian citizen, in which case you're automatically an Australian citizen. Which is how it would work here if it gets overturned the way that Trump wants. And again, I don't see why that's such a terrible thing. What am I missing?
Right. I don't know, because nor do I, because, it's just one of those things that people are going to get upset about. But one of the things, the reason I was calling up, you were talking about cryptocurrency.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I tried my dabbled into it. I didn't fare well, probably because I wasn't doing it correctly. But, I want to know, why were you not upset or criticizing it as much as you are now when it first started when Obama was in office?
First of all, I don't know of Obama ever promoting cryptocurrency. But secondly, I have been pointing out from the beginning that cryptocurrency is a commodity, not a currency, and that
correct.
Its value is determined by the marketplace, by demand for it. And that just like with the Dutch tulip bulb, or the South Sea Island stock certificates, we've been through a lot of, it's not quite a Ponzi scheme, but we've been through a lot of kind of bubble things here in the United States. Just like, and those are obviously not in the United States, but just like those things, I think it's just really, really dangerous to invest in cryptocurrency. And I realize a lot of people made a hell of a lot of money, and there's probably a lot more to be made if Trump does what he's probably going to do to make his own sons rich. But I still would stay away from it. Stuart, thank you for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. That's 800-908.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Jane Mattner and Greg Bach.
It is the weekend. That means coming up on the show, we'll break down all the news that you might have missed and wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. High-stakes drama here in Washington tonight with a vote tied 50-50, but in the end, Pete Hegseth was confirmed as defense secretary.
Vice President J.D. Vance broke the tie during the vote on Pete Hegseth.
On this vote, the yeas are 50 and the nays are 50. The Senate being equally divided, the vice president votes in the affirmative, and the nomination is confirmed.
Among the Republicans not supporting the combat veteran and former Fox News personality,
Mr. McConnell, no.
GOP Senator Susan Collins also voted no, and
Ms. Murkowski, no.
During his confirmation hearing, Hegseth dismissed allegations of wrongdoing, which included heavy drinking and aggressive behavior toward women, and vowed to bring warrior culture to the top Pentagon post. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
President Trump is promising federal assistance to deal with the destruction of the Los Angeles